item number eight, report part of discussion on the mediation of residents of Arden Central Office and Trust.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into this report, we have some slides to show you. We kind of refresh your memory on where we have come from. When we started this journey, we first were looking at the interior of the building only, and we felt like that when we got into it, we realized that we would have to do a more extensive renovation and restoration of the building, including the outside. May I have the first slide? So as we just wanted to go down and get to the outside, we didn't want those contaminants and dust and so forth that we want to take off from the outside to get inside the building and get disturb the operation of the personnel. So what we did, we took the sheetrock that was on the interior and we extended it all the way up to the roof deck. This was all done all the way around the perimeter of the building on the outside offices. And that gave us a chance to go ahead and work on the outside without stopping operations from the inside. Next slide. This is kind of an overview of how we're set up as far as the zoning of the work that's being done. We set up in 8 zones, starting out with zone 1, which is the Lord Lee's area and Phil's offices, to the break room, board room, and then down to McClendon's and all around. Where we are right now, we've taken off all the outside stonework from the zone 1 and 2. We're going to begin taking off stone in zone 3 starting today. We've completed all the, refresh your memory, the process is that there's stone and then there's gyp rock and then there's batting from the outside. And all that is going to be removed as we go around the building. And we've removed all that from zone 1 and zone 2. We're in the process, and we've also taken out the windows in zone 1 and replaced them. And we're in the process of taking out the windows in zone 2 to do the same thing. We're about 30% into the replacing the stonework. We've replaced the batting. We've taken the gyp rock away, and we're replacing it with Dens glass. If some of you may remember what that looked like. It was kind of a fiberglass material. And then on top of that, we put on Tyvek, which is a material to wick away any moisture or anything like that. All that has been placed, done in zone 1, and we're 30% into the stonework. We're going to start zone 2 with that now. And zone 3 will start the actual removal of material starting this week. And it takes about 10 days, 2 weeks for our zone to be completed. So based on that, we're probably looking at about a 2 or 3 month period before we can get completely through. Next slide. You've seen maybe some of these pictures when Phil and Mark Stendahl had their videos on the GM update. But this is a picture of us removing the outside stonework. The yellow device is the air handling system that we brought in to reduce the humidity within the building. We went from 70% down below 50% and wanted to stay below 50%. And when we first put this in, you could see a steady stream of water running out of the equipment where the moisture was being pulled out of the air, which caught, of course, with the moisture we had. Mold was a culprit. Next slide. This is just removing the gyp board from the outside, which is the second layer that we got into after we moved the rock. Next slide. Here we removed the batting, and you can see the deteriorated look of the batting itself. Next slide. And now we start going back and we put new batting back in. Next slide. And then Dens glass, and Dens glass is sealed off and taped and made it one big sheet basically by connecting it just like you do any normal sheetrock, you tape and bed it. Next. These are the windows. We protected the windows by putting boarding over them as we did the work, not only removing the stone, but also as we go back and put the dense glass and put the rock back on so we can protect the windows. Next slide. Again, this is the moisture barrier of the Tyvek that goes on top of the dense glass that's allowed to remove the moisture. Next slide. And here is the beginning of when we start removing the windows from the from each section. And what we'll do, we put in a barrier on the inside of the building. In addition to the running the sheetrock up, we take plastic and this clean and we seal off the interior part of the offices, and so that we can take these off without disturbing as little area as we can when we remove these. There's going to be dust and other contaminants that will probably get out, come in, and we want to isolate that also. Next slide. Here we're putting in the back into the windows. We're doing caulking. Next slide. And installation of the new windows again. This is the lower leaves and fills area. And you can see as we put them in, basically as we take them out, we're putting them in so that we don't have any major openings or minimize the amount of openings we have. Because right now, weather is our biggest enemy right now. Next slide. And then we put in the flashing, which is important because the flashing that was installed before, we found out was not necessarily either put in properly or put in correctly. And so we put in, and this is the top of the windows where we have the flashing to protect the windows also. Next slide. And then the Austin stone is going to go up. And that's probably going to be the slowest part of the process as we go back through this, is putting stone back on the building. Please, that's all. If y'all have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them at this stage.
Jerry, what are you finding? Are you finding a lot of mold on the back of those rocks?
We're finding a substantial amount, yes, ma'am. We're not analyzing the mold at the time. We take it out, we bag it up by a restoration company, and it gets hauled out. And before we complete that area, we will do an air test. An air test has to be passed before we'll break down the containment to go back in and start any work as far as putting dense glass or Tyvek on.
There's containment on outside of the building and inside of the building to where nothing can escape. And we have air scrubbers in there, and we've got to get a clearance, as Terry said, from the air people before we move on.
Those air scrubbers are kept in at least 24 hours and maybe longer, depends on how the tests come back. Yes, sir.
Are we getting any value out of the rock we're taking off, or is that being hauled off and disposed?
It's by the time you take it, try to clean it up and everything, you spend more money than you would to haul it off, so we just have it hauled off and new rock brought in. Anybody else?
Any more questions? If not, we'll take a 15-minute break.